There's nothing quite like a power ballad sung by a female artist. We've all got that one song, or maybe a few, that get our toes tapping. Think Respect by Aretha Franklin.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take F-T-C-T.
Or Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive. For Women's History Month, WUWM's Mayon Silver wanted to highlight catchy and powerful music sung by women. Mayon turned to two other WUWM women, Lake Effect's Excret Nunez, and Eric Von Fellow, Nadia Kelly. Here they are sharing their favorite songs sung by women.
When you proposed this idea to me, someone that came to mind immediately is Selena Quintanilla.
I'm clapping.
Nadia's clapping. And she's a Mexican American, or she was a Mexican American queen of Tejano music or Tecno Cumbia music, which is very disco-y, hip-hop-y. Yeah, and she's a Mexican American pop singer.
Nice. Okay, and when you think about her, there's probably a lot of songs that you think about. Is there one in particular that you're like, man, this is dope. Like, I feel like I could do anything listening to
the one song. That makes me, like, smile, and the biggest smile ever is Beady Beady Bum Bum by Selena. It takes everything in me to not just, like, starts singing at the top of my lungs, and it kind of just takes me back to sitting in the back of the car with my mom singing at the top of our lungs to this song. And I don't know, it just makes me like want to get up and dance and twirl around. It feels like so good and so empowering, especially like knowing when she was performing this song, she was my age, around my age, and also the outfits that she was wearing. So she's like also a really big queen in like the fashion industry. She's a fashion designer on top of being a singer and a producer. And just knowing like, I don't know, everything that went into all of her performances, it just takes me immediately like as if I was on stage watching her.
In the mid 90s, Selena was in the process of recording her debut English crossover album when she was killed by the former president of her fan club.
So she passed away when she was 23, and I'm 23. And so it's really crazy for me to think that, you know, I feel like I'm just starting out in my life. And she was just starting out, and she was already set on such a high of her career, and just for it to end like that is very sad. So Selena's CD was the first CD I ever had. She was like basically my introduction to music and how I love and appreciate music today. So she definitely still lives on, very big icon in a lot of Mexican-American households too.
Now moving on to WUWM's Nadia Kelly.
I've been sort of doing a deeper dive into some more like older music. And I mean, I knew this person. Okay, I'm just going to say this person's name. Her name is Sade. And I think everyone knows her from Smooth Operator, which is a song that I knew growing up. I just kind of knew, but recently I was in an Uber and I recognized her voice, and this Uber driver was just playing through her discography, and I just thought how lovely her voice is. That's what I was thinking that whole ride. And so I went home, I looked up like performances and everything, and I am now obsessed with Sade. I'm not just for Smooth Operator, but for everything else that she does, and for just what I think she embodies as a musician. I am specifically thinking about, maybe we can play Kiss of Life by Sade.
That's one that I've been really enjoying recently. Let's do it.
There must have been an angel by my side. Something heavenly led me to you. Look at the sky. It's the color of love.
Good good Uber driver. Thanks,
real.
Uber driver.
Thank you, Uber driver.
Something heavenly came down from above. He led me to you. He led me to you.
I feel like if you were having a really stressful day and you came home and took your shoes off and put your slippers on, sat on the couch and lit a candle, like, and turned on that track, like, well, everything would fade away.
Mm-hmm. I'd melt.
Sade just has that power. Sade, so that's her name, Sade, which is actually a shortened version of her Nigerian middle name, which is Fola Sade. She's British Nigerian, which I am Nigerian, so I feel like, I mean, she's representation to me. I feel like she really broadens the representation of, like, African people in mainstream music. Her music is a really nice blend of soul, funk, jazz, Afro-Cuban rhythms too. And the what's interesting to me about Sade is that she music wasn't really her first choice. She wanted to go into fashion, actually, and she had a lot of stage fright. But I think when you're talking about Selena, I was sort of thinking, I feel like these are two people that I think are really great performers, very charismatic, very able to, like, lead a band. Like, Sade is the name of the band too. And whenever you see, like, Sade performing, I think the way that she leads is very soft, but you can see that she's still pretty much in control of the band. Like, she turns around and she claps. She's always wearing the most beautiful clothing, like these bejeweled long sleeves gowns, and sometimes she performs barefoot. I think she just has created her own space in mainstream music that is very her. Of course, her voice is just so uniquely distinct and lovely and rich and velvety. She means so much to me because she takes all the most unique parts of herself and shares it with other people.
We're now jumping into my favorites. This track is called Gracia Divina, sung by Cuban phenom Celia Cruz.
I guess I want to know, Mayan, how did you discover the song?
So I am a music... I don't even know how to put it. I listen to music all the time, like all day, every day. Like I just love music. And so it probably came up on a bunch of, I love Latin music, I love salsa, I love, you know, all different kinds of genres, Latin jazz and stuff like that. So I think it just probably came up as a suggestion for me. I know that she's been called the queen of salsa. She's from Cuba. She's Afro-Cuban, and actually is a random fact, in this year in 2024, she is one of the first women on the U.S. quarter. Her face is actually going to be on some editions of the U.S. quarter, which is pretty cool.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, but so, I mean, but I'm actually not schooled in her body of work. I tend to love instrumental music more than vocals, and but her vocals are just so powerful.
O mi, yo soy tu gracia divina.
And I don't even speak Spanish, so I don't understand what she's saying. Does anybody know it?
No, she's saying basically, like, I am your divine grace. Like, she's talking about how much she wants to be embraced by whoever she's calling out to. cracking the code here. But her voice is like an instrument in this song, really.
I was thinking the exact same thing. No, I was thinking just how much presence her voice has. And like, I mean, I didn't see the video. You say that this is a recording of a live performance, but it sounds like there's this, you know, live orchestra behind her. Yet, like, however many, you know, instruments that are backing her, she is like the standout. And she is, yeah, the leading instrument.
Totally.
Is that why you like it so
I
much?
I love it. I don't even know. I think she just sounds so powerful. She sounds so in charge. She sounds such a nice calibration to the salsa rhythms that are being played by the instruments. So I think they just work so symbiotically. Like, mm-hmm. They work so well together. They just sound so fierce.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, that's the word.
Yeah.
The last track is a version of Send in the Clowns by the late jazz singer Lores Alexandria.
Have you guys heard of that song, Send in the Clowns?
I don't think so, no.
Send in the Clowns.
Yeah, it's like, it's a very somber, melancholy song. It's written by Stephen Sondheim for the 1973 musical A Little Night Music, an adaptation of an Ingmar Bergman film from 1955.
Here's the Judy Collins version.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Where are the clowns?
Mm-hmm. And I guess the context of this is about, it's a dark play about people who at the beginning are with wrong partners and in the end it is hopefully going to become right. And she mistimes her life in a way and realizes that when she re-meets the man she had an affair with when she was younger and had a child by, that she loves him and he is the man she wants. I guess that's the, it's very melodramatic. I don't know much about it. I've never seen the film, never seen the musical.
Just a great appreciator of the song.
The song, the other versions, yeah, make me cry sometimes. It depends on the version. But the melody makes me cry, and I have a whole playlist called Moving Pieces, where moving as in emotionally moving, that are songs that make me cry. So that was on there, but then I heard this version from Lores Alexandria.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair, sending the clown.
I don't know where it got into my psyche, but I've always known of the Send in the Clowns original melancholy song that made me sad, and I don't know who these clowns are. I don't know why they're
who are the clowns?
I don't know why they're gonna be sent in. I just know that the song like had emotional pull for me, but then when I stumbled on this version, it was just a Spotify algorithm. It wasn't me doing any major research. But like the bass line is just so groovy and it's so kicking and like it feels like it could be. I thought she was a modern jazz singer.
Just when I stop opening doors, finally knowing the one I really wanted was yours.
Turns out that she was born in 1929 and she died in 2001. She was actually born in Chicago. She's described as one of the most gifted and underrated jazz singers of the 20th century, which is pretty neat. And she was heavy into the local Chicago club scene. I don't know much about her other work, but her voice is really nice.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And even before you had mentioned to me That, you know, this song stems from like a musical. It just seems very theatrical to me, or her voice just seems, I don't know, it's just like building up. And yeah, I was so into it. I wonder if she ever came to Milwaukee.
Totally, because she was so close by.
Right.
Yeah, I know. We need a time travel machine.
So it is the moral of the story.
Yes. But anyway, that I think that sums up our very exciting Women's History Month playlist for all these wonderful musicians. Sade is still...
She's still around.
Kicking. Yeah. And
we can still appreciate her.
We can.
And the rest of these women deserve to be on repeat for a long, many years to come.
More than just March.
More than just March.
Beyond March.
Thanks, guys. Excarit Nunez and Nadia Kelly, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
That WUWM tribute to female musicians wraps up today's Like Effect. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. If you've missed any of today's conversations or you'd like to take Like Effect on the go, simply download our podcast. Search for Like Effect wherever you get your podcasts to listen to all of our shows on demand. Tomorrow on Like Effect, we'll speak with Milwaukee's public artist in residence about a project that uses art to combat reckless driving. Plus, we'll bring you a new episode of Chirp Chat, where we'll learn what's in a bird name and why they matter. That's tomorrow at noon on Lake Effect, right here on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.